Joining me live on the air this morning over the phone is Shelby Thatcher, the new board president for the South Lincoln Hospital Foundation. Good morning, Shelby. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I am well. We're finally looking like summer around here, so it's always a good day.
Oh, my heavens. And it's just about time, isn't it? It's finally time. So
it is time.
Shelby, I appreciate you taking some time to talk about the South Lincoln Hospital District Foundation. And you as the board president, I just got to say, I mean, did you just have 10 minutes of spare time and you thought, man, I can't have this. I got to fill it with something. I'll be board president. Is that how that happened? Because, I mean, it's not like you have anything else to do, right?
Yeah, not exactly. I think it's who you know. And people know that I just have to stay busy. And so I get wrangled into it. But, you know, I wouldn't have done it if I didn't feel a conviction that it was something that was important. I know that our hospital is a great asset to our community. And if we don't have people that will step up and help the hospital to grow and prosper, then we won't have it. And so it's that important to me that, yeah, I'm going to use my time to try to make the hospital better.
Well, we're certainly grateful there's people like you in the community willing to do it. So tell us about the foundation itself. I understand it's fairly new. Is that correct?
Yes. I'd say almost a year now we've been meeting, not quite a year. The purpose of the foundation is just to support South Lincoln Hospital District by providing resources for the development, maintenance, just general operation of the hospital that doesn't typically get normal public funding. So that's our job, is to do funding to give to the hospitals so that they can have the resources that they need.
Absolutely. And of course, that funding could come from various sources. And I understand that you, the foundation, I should say, recently received its first grant. So congratulations on that. Tell us about this grant and where it came from and what's included in it.
Yes, super exciting for us. We received a $5,500 grant from the Brown Family Foundation. So generous. As a foundation, we will match that 10% match. So we are currently trying to raise that 10% that we need. And we're going to use those funds towards a Jerry chair for the nursing home, two glucometers for acute care, and an AED for you and a drug. And that'll take all of that money.
Wow, that's fantastic. So I'd like you to kind of go back, if you will, and mention again the items that you did that the money is going to be used for, and explain those a little bit. Go into more detail on what the items are and what they're used for, and give us more info on how they're going to directly impact the community.
Well, we have residents right now in our long-term care that need a Jerry chair. It helps our staff to be able to take better care of them. That's a hard job. Requires a lot of physical strength. So this chair will help our staff take better care of them. And we have residents right now in need of that. The glucometers, that will stay on the hospital floors. So not really like down in just up, yeah, where we have residents that come in and have hospital stays. And then you went to drug, that's, of course, over in Evanston, that will have the AEDs, which I don't know about everybody else, but it is such a peace of mind to have AEDs everywhere. We need to get those out into communities and places everywhere these days.
Shelby Thatcher, she's the board president for the South Lincoln Hospital Foundation, live on the air this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Shelby, you mentioned you got to match this grant with 10%. So what kind of fundraising is taking place to get that match, and how can the community support you to make sure that that happens?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. Right now, we've asked all of the members of our board to contribute. I just made my contribution yesterday. Anyone can make a contribution to the foundation by contacting myself or Caitlin Howard. We are also doing something really awesome right now, just trying to promote the hospital foundation. We're doing a logo design contest so we can get our face and our name out more so people are more aware of us. We're asking for people to submit a design to us, and we can pick one. There will be a prize for whoever wins, And we're just going to get our face out there. We're going to start doing some asking for donations, but also be involved in some community events where people can, donate to the foundation for so many different items. The list, I think I have a list of about 30 items that the hospital says they need. Things like security cameras, updating the lighting for safety concerns. There needs to be some automatic doors put in, response vehicles, another ambulance, things like that. I mean, an ambulance alone is $275,000. And so, yeah, any funding, if anyone wants to contribute, you can contact myself, president. We've got Caitlin Howard, I said, at the hospital, Dave Ryersey, of course, and Katrina Roberts. She is my secretary. Right now, that is our board. We are looking for more board members, which would be very helpful to get some more ideas of ways we can raise funds and how we can contribute to the hospital.
Shelby Thatcher, Soundlink and Hospital Foundation Board President. Shelby, sounds like things are moving in the right direction here. And anything else about the foundation that you'd like to mention while we have you on the air this morning?
I just want to thank people in advance for listening to this and contemplating contributing to the foundation. It will make our community better. And that should be all of our goal.
Excellent. Well, Shelby, I can't let you go without bringing this up, because along with many of the many, many things you do for the community, you're also one of our longtime vocalist judges. And audition deadline is this Saturday to get those auditions in for the vocalists. So maybe if you wouldn't mind, give a little plug on why people should go ahead and audition for the vocalists this year.
You guys, the vocalist competition is so fun. I mean, we have serious things like the foundation going on, which we need, but life, there has to be some fun in it. And the vocalist is so fun. You meet people, and that's what life's about, is people and making those connections. So, you never know if you don't try out. I hear every year, I'm like, you should do that. You have a great voice. So put your audition in. You never know if you're going to make it. It's so much fun being on stage. You meet people and you can win money.
That's right. Speaking of the money, right? Well, Shelby, couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk soon.